Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message, the importance of obedience. And we have been looking at an incident in the life of the first king of Israel, that was Saul, whom the prophet Samuel had anointed to be king. And I shared yesterday a passage of scripture. I'm sure you've read it before, but we need to just pause and understand what God is saying here. He did what the first opportunity he had to obey the Lord was to wait for the prophet Samuel to come for Samuel to offer the sacrifice, but Samuel was delayed in his coming, so Saul took upon him an authority and action that he had no right to take, and that was he offered the burnt offering. And when Samuel arrived just after that, because he was saying, well, you didn't come, and I forced myself to do this. Samuel said to Saul, verse 13 of chapter 13, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But you see, that's very critical when he disobeyed the express word of the Lord. However, God is merciful. God gave him another chance, and we're going to be looking at that. When we look at the lessons that are in the Word of God, the Old Testament, they were written for admonition, so we could learn. Beloved, why I'm sharing this is the importance of obeying God, because we, just as Saul, didn't realize that he could have had a kingly line established after him, but that was threatened by his disobedience, express disobedience, very clear, nothing obtuse or hard to understand, and he disobeyed willfully. And so we have to understand that when we choose not to obey God, when God is leading us in a direction, there are consequences that are going to come. Does that mean we lose our salvation? Of course not. No. In fact, Saul was, I believe, a saved man, because when the witch of Endor brought up the spirit of Samuel, he said, this day will you be with me. And we know Samuel was obviously in paradise. So, but the point is, because of Saul's choice, he then lost out on God's very best for him. When we look at the world around us today, we see it is on the brink of turmoil, of sorrow, and catastrophic failures unknown in world history. And unfortunately, there are many well-meaning, good-intentioned ministers who are afraid to speak the truth for fear of alienation and expulsion from their organization or fellowship. And beloved, that's the truth. One religious writer wrote, almost 100 years ago, that the early church could not be defeated because they knew the truth. They followed the truth. They did as they were instructed, and they were not rebellious. They loved not their lives even unto death, some of them, those early martyrs. And obviously what he was doing in those years after Jesus ascended, he exerted every ounce of his power against the early church. He was defeated on every hand. The more they killed the Christians, the more they were converted. The greater the persecution, the greater the converts. It dispersed them. You know, they were all sort of hanging out in Jerusalem, and it dispersed them to places like Antioch, other places, spreading out so others could hear the gospel, which was basically obeying the command of Jesus. And in the fourth century, Satan was used to infiltrate, if you will, the simplicity of the early church and set up a system which basically ultimately led away from the teaching of Jesus and the apostles, and instead they substituted doctrine and ritual and church-approved prayers, liturgies, and also church-approved persecution of dissenters. Many were burned at the stake, beloved, for the cause of Christ, although they were seen as enemies. And beloved, today, indeed, there are religious antichrists in the earth today which preach a gospel, but not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus warned of that. He said antichrist will come. John did also. Antichrist in the Bible includes the meaning instead of Christ, or standing in the place of Christ. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we're told that there will come the falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, would then eventually come on the world scene. And beloved, you know, I was just not very long ago talking with a family member who lives back east, and she was sharing that in her church, well, the pastor's a wonderful pastor. She said he preaches the word of God, used to be a former missionary, and there are those in the church that are having a hard time accepting it. And that's what I've said over and over on this broadcast, that there the division occurring in the denominational world is based on the word of God. Happened with the Episcopalians, with the Presbyterians. I'm not sure what denomination she belongs to, but the same thing is happening there. They believe the word should be a little more relevant today, as if what we have in our hands in the Bible is really somewhat outdated for the times in which we're living. And beloved, that is simply not the case. The Apostle Paul states that Satan will use the Antichrist. Remember, John said there's many Antichrists in the world, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness against the world. And those who will heed the seducer's lies and follow unrighteousness will perish. And for this cause, the word tells us, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie. Why? Because they made that choice, that they all might be judged who believed not the truth. They rejected it, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And Satan is exerting every ounce of his evil influence on those who would dilute the gospel and cause the minds of men to believe the lies, that the half-truths that they're preaching. They water down the word of God, mix it with man-made ideas. And the reason God raised up this ministry through Brother Glass in 1965 and other ministries who are preaching the whole counsel of God is to simply return the church to the power of the gospel, where the whole word of God is preached for the whole man, for the whole world. We are directed not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Why? Well, the Apostle Paul stated clearly in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Now, of course, there's opportunities, and we should seize those opportunities where God makes an opportunity for us to witness to those who sit in darkness, but to have fellowship or friendship with them, we can't have true fellowship. That only occurs among the saints of God. Why? Because we are serving the same God. Beloved, the Word of God, Holy Scriptures, the Bible, is our one and only rule and guide to abiding in the truth. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." God has called us, beloved, to a holy calling, a holy walk, a holy life, and to substitute man-made creeds, ideas, rituals, programs for the Word of God is basically spiritual rebellion against God. Think about that scripture I shared. God wanted burnt sacrifices offered. However, he was very specific. Only the priests were to offer that. Well, you know, Saul in his own mind thought, you know, the people were being scattered. He had to do something. And so he sacrificed the burnt offering, which was a direct violation and act of rebellion against what God had specifically said. And there is a price to pay, and he paid that price because he was removed not only from being king, but from having a kingly line established after him. There are, unfortunately, many today, some Christians who've made up their minds that they're going to do it their way. There was a popular song by a well-known singer, "I Did It My Way." Oh, that was not a good song. I hope he's not regretting having done it his way. In eternity at this point. And you can't do it your way because your way needs to be a surrendered life, willing to obey whatever God is calling you to do. And there are those who will not simply be submissive to God or to the position perhaps God has placed them in. Or they could be very zealous for God. But zealousness does not necessarily mean correctness, nor does it mean that it gives one authority to overrule and override the word of God. What's a classic example? Saul of Tarsus. This was the great apostle Paul before he had his Damascus Road experience. He was hauling off men and women, casting them in prison. He stood at the stoning of the first martyr, Stephen. Beloved, we can have a lot of zeal for God, but it might not be according to righteousness. So, well, my time has just flown, and I'm going to have to bring this broadcast to a close. I hope you can tune in tomorrow at this same time. We're heard every day, Monday through Friday, on this station at this time, or you may go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your listening convenience and pleasure. Praise God. The announcer will give our mailing address as well as our email, and if you choose to email, I invite you. I'll always pray and confirm receipt of your request, but if you would like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address, which will never be shared with another ministry. So, I love you. I pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,